Previously, Pan Power.
Even but, Tasha said, you don't want no smoke.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want none of it.
He's like, I'll handle your ex. No, you won't.
The guy came with a, guy came with an Averitt's jacket and a hoodie, Jed. He's not ready.
Episode, your host Verdo Sosa on live in location. Now I mean power episode, so you know I had to bring him in the Trizat. We in the Trizat right now. I'm next to a panel. Now I mean we got edibles on the stove. Now I'm saying we in the Trizat. We in the Trizat right now. We cooking. Brr. We here. So for this, we're starting off with who everyone's favorite character is. But before that, we're gonna do our introductions. I'm here with.
V. Menson, also known as Menson the Third.
Corey.
Rosh.
Dooku Man.
It's got to be 2-bit. You know why? Because I felt like in Power, there's a lot of characters who are wishy-washy. Loyalties go up and down depending on situations. They adapt and they try and weasel their way out or get the best out of their situation. But 2-bit, he's kept it solid since I first saw him on screen. Never wavered for the organization. You know what I mean? He's kept it thorough. And female Jimenez boss, she was a bit snaky, but I just liked her energy. I liked her craftiness. I liked the attitude that she brought. That's why I was feeling those two characters. Menson, who's your favorite characters?
For me, I'll say Ghost, probably because of his mindset. Coming from the trap, he's coming from, you know, the trenches, and then what he's done and how what he's achieved, and then also his mindset where he's at now and what he wants to do in the future, where he embarks onto other things, his work ethic. I think I respect that. At the same time, his right hand man Tommy, so I respect him as well. So I'll say both of them are my favorite character. Tommy is loyal, like he's opposite to Ghost, but at the same time. His loyalty, his dedication to the work is impeccable to me. He's on site. He's an on-site guy. So, I mean, for me, I'll say both of them, Ghost and Tommy.
Corey, who's your favourite character?
I'd say it's Proctor.
Why Proctor?
I just liked his character, innit? He held Tommy down, innit? And Ghost. Like, he had their backs. Although he had to look out for his own interests, he... asset to their organization, they wouldn't have bus a lot of the cases they bus without him. Mm.
I totally agree. I disagree. The reason I say I disagree is because if you really notice, Proctor was truly loyal to Ghost only. It came to a point where he was actually gonna sell out Tommy, and then it came to the point of the dispute between both. So I think his loyalty was with Ghost. And whenever Ghost said, look after Tommy, he looked after Tommy. Because Proctor, he blows like the wind, man.
But isn't that how an organization is? Like, you go into an organization, you're going to be loyal to the boss. Do you know what I mean? And we know that, cool, Tommy is an underboss. Cool, he's always been the number two. But we know who the real boss has always been. And that is Ghost. So... cool. Tommy says stuff. Cool. He is respected for other members of the organization, but you're going to... Proctor's a lawyer. He knows that Tommy is powerful and he can do things and Tommy can flip and maybe kill him and that. But when it comes to shot calling, it's got to be Ghost. Like, you're not going to listen to no one else, really.
You got a good point there, actually.
Yeah. You know but then I mean? Again, at the same time, though, Proctor
and Ghost, they're kind of like cut from the same cloth. Obviously, you could tell they went school educated. He knows how the business, real business, corporate businesses. Tommy, unfortunately, he's a street kingpin. With kingpins, only think as far as they can think about getting the most money. But he didn't build for the future. Mm-hmm. So Proctor, that's how Proctor's attitude changed. Tommy was hot-headed. He saw that. Yeah. I mean, and he's any smart man would know. You're going to bet on the sure guy. As Manson said, you know how Ghost is patterned up already. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Ghost is patterned up nice, solid. The business is correct. The way he moves is very calculated. Tommy was actually kind of his downfall, really. And if you peek the picture long term, trust me, decisions you have to make. You know what I mean? That's what you have to think about as well.
I beg to differ. I think his downfall was actually Angela, but we'll come to that.
Ooh, we're going to come to that.
Levels.
No. Welsh, who's your favourite character?
I'm not going to lie, I have a couple.
Say it.
Hear me out, okay? So my first one is Tommy. And the reason I like Tommy so much is because I feel like he was so deadly. He was so loyal. We saw him do so many things because of Ghost. Where Ghost had stabbed him in the back, he was still there to be his boy. For example, he killed his girl for his because he thought that she had set him up to get killed, which she did, you know. And even after everything he did, look at what happened at the end. He was still by his side. So I feel like he's a proper loyal guy. And my second one is Tasha.
They were loyal to each other.
Yeah, they were loyal to each other, but I feel like I saw James stab him in the back more than I saw Tommy do it to him. Tommy usually would act out of emotion. So he'd see that Ghost would do something to him, and then he'd be like, and then he'd do something. Yeah, in his feelings, because to him, that's my boy.
Do you remember season one where Tommy's girl, the redhead, the first one, not my baby Lala, jeez, the first one, she handcuffed him, and then she said, I want you to snitch on Ghost. Tommy nearly tore his hand off to grab this redhead. He was going to... If he could tear his hand off and hit her with it,
yeah,
he would have done
why
it.
She handcuffed him.
But I think he just liked that anyway. It's like, that's his life, innit? You don't snitch, innit?
That's
like
it.
Even if you're the one that's got hit up, you don't snitch. You get me? You caught a bullet, you don't snitch.
But then again...
So I think he would have been like that with anything.
I don't think so, because then you see him with Ghost. He has many opportunities to kill him, and he didn't, because deep down, that's my boy.
Not necessarily. He was unsuccessful in the killing of Ghost. Absolutely. So he's still going to kill Ghost. That's his intention. He really made his mind up. He's ready to ride out. He had many opportunities to ride out, but he stopped. Something always happened in the storyline that took Tommy away from the Ghost matter, as you know. He was still trying to peddle. He was still trying to sort out Tariq at the time. Everything was all over the place, to be fair. That's what I think, anyway.
Have you got any other characters?
Tasha.
Why do you like Tasha?
Because I feel like I feel like she held the organisation down as well. Obviously, she wasn't involved in the nitty gritty, the dirt, but she was there balancing their books. She was the reason why they were able to live the lifestyle that they were able to without anyone really looking into their affairs, because she was balancing everything. And just the way in which she articulated herself with people, I just feel like she was, I don't know, like there were certain scenes I saw where she was able to get away with things just from the way she spoke to people and stuff like that. And that was all for him. And even after he stabbed her in the back and, you know, just left her, she was still holding him down. She could have been like, you know what, F this, I'm going to mess everything up. She didn't.
I do agree with you. But there's... When it comes to loyalty, you need to look at it as a whole. Because you can have a whole bag and then pinch a hole in it. When you pinch a hole in it, gradually, that bag is going to be empty. And that's where Tasha came into it, because her mindset was just like Tommy, rolled. And her mindset was, back in the day, what we used to be. She was not looking forward. She was not looking into the corporate business where you can actually wash your money and let your money actually come into it. So, yes, she was covering different aspects in the business, but also she was a detrimental part, just like Tommy.
Tasha isn't just some random chick that Ghost picked up. Tasha had a possibility to have a music career. She was an accountant. Ghost picked her up, molded her into his trap queen.
Ghost could have gone choke.
Yeah, he could have gone choke. Ghost molded her into his trap queen, and then he wants to stop being a trap queen. I've been a trap queen for 10, 15 years. This is what I'm used to.
I don't think he molded her. I think she chose it.
Yeah, he didn't mold her.
She liked it.
I think she always had it in her.
What the?
But he brought her up to that level.
No, what you need to understand, yeah,
she was on it from day one.
Exactly.
If Ghost didn't really, bruv, nope. If Ghost didn't want his wife involved, he could have hired an accountant. He could have kept her out. No. Other characters, they weren't in it until they were deep, deep, deep. No. There's different opportunities. You can keep her away from it.
If you recap, they were in a car once upon a time when they got pulled over by police.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ghost had a gun. And then she was willing to take the gun.
Yeah.
And she did. She knew the choices. She knew the charges that
she was willing to take the gun that time. And then you say, okay, you took the gun for me. Here's my whole nation. This is what I'm doing. Hide money.
She loved it. She loved the whole life.
You saw that she was going to put you down, innit?
She loved it.
For a man that kind of, she was going to ride for you, innit?
Even if that was the case and it was a one-time moment, I'm done with you. I love you, so I've done this for you. Now I know that we're clear. This is the end of it. I do not want a part of this and move on. But she loved the lifestyle. Look how she was bragging to Lala when she was getting all these Chanel bags and stuff. She loved the whole lifestyle. That's why she's involved. That's why she's even, you know, when you look later on in the episodes, how in-depth she is with her children and herself in regards to the business.
Yeah, but with Tasha, you have to understand, she's the grand architect that took Kanan down. Everybody's forgetting that. She didn't raise... Ghost couldn't raise her to be no trap queen. They both grew up in the same block, same thing. They all knew the consequences, risks, everything.
Facts.
It's no one-time thing, oh, she just upgraded, now she got money. As Manson just mentioned.
So she adapted then?
No, everybody... No.
Born and bred, man. But you're born and bred, environment.
They're all rough diamonds, all diamond in the dirt. Tasha, as you said, was accountant. She had aspiring things to do. They're always smart, but they were a product of the environment. You get so many people in rough areas that are good at so much things. That's what I'm saying, but... As mentioned, the Ghost took her out of the climate, or they both did. If you didn't set up Kanan, it would have been different things. You might not be seeing the Ghost that you see today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I just feel like Tasha, she adapted well to her circumstances and she excelled and she found what she was good at. And the thing is with a lot of people, when you find with what you're good at, you like to stick to it. And then your husband comes in and he's trying to switch up the whole play from what I'm good at.
She's good at the money.
No, she is good at the money, but the club it started off as a front and it wasn't equating the money that they were getting in the ends. So for her, it didn't make sense that you're trying to go legit when you know who you are, because at first they didn't seem that it was possible at the time, and it wasn't possible because he was so high. Because when you're so high and you expose yourself, things like that, even Lobos, he tried to, no matter how good you are, whenever you're doing two enterprises, one foot out, one foot in, there has to be a point where either you stop it or you don't. And in season two, season three, Ghost was like, oh, I'm back in. Because, okay, I know Lobos put pressure on him and there was other effects and stuff like that. But he was still in the game.
I think,
and she's like, okay, cool. Like, it's not equating. The club is not equating to the money that we're used to. It's not equating to the bills that we have. Like, we got bills now. We live in a penthouse.
We don't know anything about the bills.
We live in a penthouse.
I think you'll find an excuse.
No, I'm not. I recapped because... end of season one, season two-ish, she was like, Ghost, we don't have enough legal money to pay our bills and pay tuitions and things like that.
I think you need to understand the difference between an everyday circumstance in the show to smart choices. You talk about a woman that has an adequate or an academic or gifts or talent and coming from the ends or the hood. The same as Angela. You're forgetting Angela grew up in the same area.
Yeah.
So if you are a gift or a talent in your
craft... And then Angela ended up falling in love with a drug dealer and stayed.
No, listen, if you have a talent or if you have the gift in something, you can have gift in money. You can have a gift in money in crime or a legitimate business. Mm-hmm. If you look at Lala, example, she comes from the same area, but she also has a decent business. She wasn't in no... drug game. She was in no business like that.
Yeah.
Angela, if you look at the difference between Angela and Tasha...
But Lala was in the game. She started dealing with Tommy and then she's like, bring me in, bring me in.
She was already established.
No, but she was established, but then even though she was established, she went with Tommy. And why didn't she stick to her normal 9 to 5 and doing that?
Rivalry with Tasha, I think, personally.
Yeah, love makes you
do stupid things.
Yeah, like she's fallen out of her best friend and she wanted to take her place. Like, I'll do your books.
Yeah. Tommy. Even if you look at Angela, she was still, even though she knew Ghost was doing, well, she didn't at first, but later when she came to the grips of understanding that Ghost was a drug dealer, she still did not want a part of it. And this is the difference. She's allowed herself to be from the same area.
But she was a part of it until she died.
What I'm trying to say is she was already established beforehand. Coming from the same area, she's established. She's gone a separate route. And even when she was still involved with Ghost, she still did not want a part. Because of love makes you do stupid things. Despite her personal reasons and personal belief, mm-hmm. she was forced into a predicament, just the same way as Tasha was, to do something that she didn't want to do. But if you compare both, if you look at Tasha from the beginning, she's wanted this. There's different, and this is what I'm trying to say about Tommy's example as well. He cannot do a normal corporate business. He loves that life, the same way Tasha loves that life, the same way Angela hates that life. Lala and Angela were in the same position because they do come from the ends, but they do have a corporate mindset. That's the difference between all of them. Ghost has that mindset to grow in a corporate business to be legit, and the rest don't.
But you know what? I feel like Ghost only developed that mindset when he realised that Angela was this like straight person. She's a police officer. She's this and that. Because in his head, he's thinking, my dream is to be this woman. He can't.
I disagree.
Blend the two,
because truth wouldn't be there for her to be in the nightclub anyway.
Yeah.
Apologies. So if that was the case, then it would have been reversed, but it wasn't. Angela was inside a business of Ghost, which they were washing money. So you've already had that mindset to wash money.
No, but I mean, he was doing that before. But once he got into it with her again, where it's like, I've met you again, I've fallen back in love with you, I want to run off with you into the sunset. He's thinking, I can't take this life, my old life with me, with my new girl, if that makes sense.
That's why he wanted to stop. But yeah, something kept pulling him back.
He wanted to just run off with her and he knew that she wouldn't be on it.
In season three, Ghost did try and separate himself from the life and gangsters were pulling him in.
I think Ghost had come to a point in his life where that was the way he was going anyway.
The end game.
First episodes of season one, he stands outside the club, you know them ones, and he's looking at his achievement, you know them ones, because for whatever, you know, the backstory before, you know, we was introduced to Power, I think his dad had a club. And he looks at the club, says, oh, you know, dad, look, I've done it.
Yeah.
I got the club So I think that Ghost always had an end game to somewhat partly not be in the game.
Yeah.
And perhaps, you know, when Angela came, he saw that as more of a reality.
Like she made it come to the surface a bit more. Like, yeah, I could actually live a legit life.
Mm-hmm. But I think he was always going that way.
Because Tasha was never going to give him that. Because remember, she was like, you're going to be the best drug dealer in New York. I don't know. I feel like because she kind of likes that lifestyle, like everyone is saying, I don't think, you know, when someone's in your ear, you live with them, they're in your ear. Like, yeah, drugs. That probably made him feel a bit stunted. But when he got with Angela, it's like, wow, there's a whole world out here. Let me go and do the legit right thing. That's how I feel about
it. Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. But I think when they first met anyway, it's like, that was his first love, true love. So I think, as we all agree here, so the end game was to get out of the life anyway, to make your money clean. And just to, I think he always wanted that legit life. As Corey said, it's the decisions that he's made to get him to this point, and he's been also obviously pulled in. I think the end game was always to be legit.
As the head of the house, Ghost would have eventually steered them into the legal life, and Tasha would have just rolled with it. She would not have liked it. She wouldn't have wanted it. But because Ghost is the breadwinner, he's steering the ship would have steered legal, and Tasha, she would have had two choices. Get off the ship, which she couldn't do because she was stuck in the prenup, or you come with me to this legal life because I'm controlling the boat. And if you're on the boat, you're going to go where the boat is going, or you're going to jump off the boat. So Ghost steered it legit. She would have had no choice but to go legit.
I feel she'd have always acted out. She would have found some way to act out. Her and Tommy would have been on some underhanded shit together or something. But that woman there, she weren't ready for that life.
If you look back, she was not content of that lifestyle. Because his Ghost said, can't you see we're trying to live a normal corporate life?
Mm.
We've got this nightclub. We can have multiple nightclubs in Miami, this, that, the other. I don't want that life. I don't want to do this. So she's already confessed that she does not want to do this.
But sometimes, have you...
There's no excuses.
Have you noticed she's that sometimes, like... No. Sometimes friends and people can see something in you that you can't see in yourself. Mm-hmm. So Ghost can see the life, but Tasha, she can't see the life because she's got the blinders on. But once Ghost bought multiple clubs and would have eventually... Oh, we got this Miami, we got this, we got that. Look at the books. We made $1 million, $200 million, $300 million. And she's like, do you know what? We're making the same money that we did in the drugs.
She's not satisfied.
Eventually, she would have been satisfied because she would have still had the income.
If you look at the upgrade from where she was to what she's achieved to what they were about to achieve, she was still not satisfied. She wanted in. That's why even she projects that to other people and even to herself. She does not want that lifestyle. She had her own business and she still projects all of that into her own business and into her son. So what more? And if Ghost has already said to herself, I mean to her, that, look, we can move legally, mm-hmm. and she says no, that says it all. I don't know why you're finding multiple ways to find excuses about her gauge and her narrow-minded. No, she was not interested. It's as simple as that. That's how I see it.
It's like when you say, it's like when you go to your mom and you say, oh, mom, I've done this degree for 3 years and now I want to go and I want to do music. Your mom's been like, huh? Music? What do you mean you want to do music? Why do you want to do music? You went to uni, you got a degree, now you're telling me you want to do music. Your mom doesn't see it. But when you get a gold album, my son is a record producer. I love it. I always support his dream. Yay, we're in the music biz.
That's a different analogy.
It's not.
If someone's
you didn't
embedded,
see it until it became real.
No,
and now you love it.
No, because that's it's the same. They're in. She was showboating to her friends about all the merchandise that they have, where her friend was so envious of it, where they even discussed how they met, to you living in the skyscrapers in the penthouse, to you having a nightclub, for you to have a drug deal cartel.
Yeah, but I mean, those things are attainable without you actually being in the drugs game. So imagine they did actually open several clubs and they started making the sort of money they were on. Mm-hmm. There is a possibility that you would still be living in the skyscraper and still have all these bags and all that sort of stuff. So I feel like it all comes down to money. At the bottom line is money. And I think that if they stayed together and this whole thing didn't kick off with Angela and all that, and he did actually expand, there's a possibility that if they were making good enough money, that, yeah, she could have left the life behind. Because ultimately, that's all she was after. She wanted her children to go to private school. Yeah. She wanted disposable income. So you don't have to just, it's not just about the drugs.
Yeah, I agree. It's about money. But also, we have to remember as well, with power, it shows you, like, to... ways of spectrum. You know when Ghost, I forgot which season it was, even when he tried to go into legitimate way, there was roadblocks. Look at that guy. I forgot the guy's name, man. Don't help me out. Yeah, you know the guy? And he owns like...
The old white...
He has like a chain of...
Stern.
He knew how the system was. And then he implemented his streetwise mentality into the corporate way. Because the corporate way was using streetwise tactics as well. But in their language.
CT!
Exactly. He was doing all that. So on the other side, even as Roche said, she's right. Everything is about money. Let's be real. Like when he tried to go to a certain barrier, he kind of showed a little bit of the race card as well, a little bit.
Of course. At the start. Yeah, when he first started it and the feds tried to put, get onto him for the coke, which happens in every club.
Yeah.
But because he's black, because he's a black man in the Manhattan district, no, we can't have that. Like, do you know what I mean? And then Stern comes in trying to bully him as well. Like, you can see the race card happening, and the money. Like, Stern had the money, he used it against him, put him in a contract, had him in the Miami, tried to hold him out.
But that's where you have people like Tasha to be in that building with the husband.
Thank you, man. Balance.
Back it.
Balance. See? That male and female energy.
Trust me.
When you mix, man.
Foundation.
Yeah.
So, she's got, don't get me wrong, she does have a lot of attributes in many ways. I feel like she's almost a female version of Tommy without the
explosiveness.
Yeah.
Tommy is the realest character involved. He believes what he says and he says what he's going to do. Yeah.
Tommy's real.
That's one. So that's why he always be the most solid character out of everybody.
Mm.
I think he's not my favorite, but I admire him because he's been true. Yeah. He's got his own code that he lives by. And look what he did when he put his hands on his girlfriend, as you say, with the redhead. Mm.
So who is your favourite characters?
Mal always be Tasha.
He didn't mean to kill Holly.
He didn't, no. He really liked
it. No, it was rage, yeah. And he saw red and she was fixed. And Holly didn't make it easy as well. Holly didn't make it easy as well, you know what I mean? So
who's your second favourite character?
The man in the penthouse, you know, the penthouse. Concierge buzzing their man's up.
top floor, baby.
That's my second character because he's pushing buttons from all seasons. So he's my second favorite character. If you can make him a character, I don't know if he's credited, but
wait, you said Tasha for real?
Yeah, Tasha's my favorite. Yeah, because she got kids as well.
Tasha's actually a
and
sick
when you got a mother,
you actually pay attention.
When you got
Tasha's a sick character.
When you see a strong woman that's raising down kids, doing her thing.
She handled business in season 3 or 4. She handled business to keep that organisation together.
What do you guys think of Cooper Sachs?
Sachs, he's a fool.
He's really
comic relief.
Up the wrong way.
Comic relief, man. Comic relief.
Sachs has been outplayed by every other character in that office from day one.
Checkmate.
Like, he can't play power. He don't know no rook, no knight, no nothing.
He's made it so far. For someone who doesn't really know what they're doing, he's actually got away so many times.
Yep.
He's like had so many close shavings, and it's just, I don't know, he's still going.
I'm gonna get killed. No white privilege. Yeah. That's how Sachs got
killed. At least, because he's been meddling a bit too much.
He was reckless.
Power is the first black telenovela. Started off as a black telenovela, very reminiscent of a telenovela. It's got great characters. It's hard to find faults, but I want to know, what are your faults? What do you hate about Power? Like, what's that? You just, why did they do this?
One thing, okay, it's not so much the show, yeah? But what irritates me about Power is, why do we have to wait so damn long for the next one? It's like the series ends and then it's like, by the time the next one comes up, you have to go back and watch the last episode just so that you're in the loop again. Awesome. And I feel like you have to rehype yourself up every time it comes to Power.
I think there was a little discrepancy with Power because it was the channel that they were shooting on. And then also the whole concept of Power. They only had, I think, a few episodes and then it was going to be finished. But when they actually saw the results and the networking, they saw a drastic incline in TV show, which actually shut down Stars. And they thought, you know what? Wow, this is a grand slam. So we have to make more.
So
I think, and then with that as well, there's a lot of discrepancy with TV channels. So I think that's the reason why.
But they're still doing it now. That's the problem. So I think to myself, you've had how many seasons? Show has been going on, because when you watch it from the beginning, you'll see how young Tyreek was. You realize it's been going on for a while. They could have sorted that out, but that's outside of the actual story.
You see that in everything, really. Like even Stranger Things, like you watch season one of Stranger Things, and the next thing you see someone's got a beard, you're like, wait,
so
what?
When it shows you how many years it's been on at the very least. So
yeah, for sure.
But I mean, that's not to do with the actual story.
But no, I hear you, Roche. But the thing is, these people still have to work, and unfortunately, no slave labor. So obviously, it does sometimes. The thing is, I think Power comes out episodically or seasonally all the time anyway, at a good rate. The thing is, we consume so much. We finish season one, we want to get jump on season two basically tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's the thing. Back in the day, we used to watch one episode, and you know what I mean? So we're spoiled, I think. I think that's why it feels longer than it is, to be fair.
Can I say, sorry, the thing that was really no need, I think it was... not the last season, but the season before, there was a lot of them in the office, the police in the office, chit-chatting away.
FBI.
Yeah, the FBI. Yeah. And it got to the point where it was like, okay, we get it. We get it. You guys are investigating. Can we see what's going on elsewhere now? After what I felt like, those scenes dragged on quite a bit.
It's a bit of a change, isn't it? It's always the streets.
It was, but then it was like...
Wait, sorry.
How long can you...
Do you know what? To me, it wasn't that long because... If you look at The Wire example, we had a whole season of just police or based on the depot versus the street. So I think a couple of episodes.
No, but The Wire was set up like that.
It was true.
First season was, I believe,
the
docks.
Streets? No, it was the streets.
Second season was docks. First season was streets.
Streets, dock, then feds, then back to streets, if I'm forgotten.
I think season 3 was feds and season 4 was the kids. Like the school
system. Mm. Yeah, it was. Yeah, I remember that.
And season 5 was the press.
Okay.
See, I don't mind that, man. If there's a couple of episodes on Power and it's just facing off.
I don't mind, but the problem is I felt like they just went on for too long. And it's a thing where if it started from the beginning and they had all those sort of episodes and they're expected, but it's like I've got to like season 4. I think what happened in season 3 at the end? I can't remember. It was a big episode and it was like you're waiting. What's gonna happen next? But then the next season starts and you're like,
I think it was maybe Lobo still being alive, I think. Yeah, I think that was it. You know what I liked? Speaking about The Wire, I liked that my Haitian.
Oh, the Haitians.
My Haitian.
Oh, same character from The Wire.
Stanfield. He came back. I love that bit. That just gave it authentic for me. Like, because I'm like, oh yeah, you got him in there. Like, that was a good move. Like, any more gripes about Power?
For me, I'll say. I think them killing off Ghost, man. Okay. He's the main show. How are you gonna kill him off?
But it ties in with the storyline. It's like we literally saw him fall from he went from up here to down there. The whole thing, it was like everything caught up with him.
See more.
I think that was a last minute decision. You know, I don't think
it was.
I don't think they always intended to kill him off, but they just thought, "Fuck it, we're gonna run with it."
I think it was. I think, yeah, I know what you mean because it's like I feel like Power would never be the same without him. But at the same time, I feel like it needed to happen.
No, man.
Because the storyline, it's almost as if it's like his son's killed him, and now he's now the new Ghost. If you know what I mean, it's like that generational curse thing.
What, nature versus nurture?
Yeah, where it's like because his.
Sins of the fathers.
Yeah, exactly. They caught up with him. Yeah. And now his son, he's dead. His son's taken over, if you know what I mean. And he's obviously going to live a similar life to his dad, even though he says he hated the guy, so.
Yeah. I don't understand why he hated him so much.
Because he lied so much, and I think...
It's because he lied.
All right, man, but who don't lie, man?
No, but he was lying, and then he left for his girlfriend, and that hurt him as well, his son. All
right, man. So you want to come and kill off a man?
No, but people were telling him this. Truth about the same situation. So it's like he would ask Tommy would say, "Oh, look, boom." Like, I can't really go into detail, but yeah, this is what we did do. He would ask his mum would say, "Yeah, like, you know,
man,
we was into some shit."
Be then old school.
Ask, and then he would ask Ghost, and Ghost like, "Nah, man, like, you know."
Am I the only one that's old school? Stay out of Grown Phone's business, man.
Yeah, I know.
Stay out of Grown Phone's
business.
Yeah,
but you're kind of dragging him in some ways.
Not really.
They didn't try and shelter them from life. I think at first they did, then it got messy when Angela came.
I do think God should have just been honest with him and said, "Look, we kind of did do this, but if you want the details..."
That's not the kid's business.
I'm going to tell you when I think...
That's not the kid's business. Even up to now, there's parents that have situations and they keep kids out of it. There's people that are, you know, like... If you had a past, you keep the past in the past, example. Why is your child so intrigued to know what you done back in the day?
I know, but it's like you've kept up this pretense, but now they found out and they're asking you direct questions. Like, you know.
Some things are best left unsaid. Do you want me to say I killed 50 men?
Yeah, but he didn't even say that to his son. He basically like, "No, man, like, we didn't do that. Like, we, you know, we were good folk."
Because they wanted them to be in the best position in school. And you know, the now, because they sacrifice so much to let their kids
be.
Yeah,
but it's true, but he kind of ruined stuff for him.
He could have been that, he could have said that to his son. Like,
all right, so what did the mum say?
I can't quote exactly, but the mum was a bit more honest, like, "Yeah, we got into some shit in it." Whereas Ghost would be like,
"That's
right, like, we went
to church every
Sunday."
But remember how it started, though? Remember how it started? It was like the whole thing with Angela, his mum had broken up with his dad, he'd moved out, there was nobody was really talking to him about any of that, and he was trying to get answers from his dad, and his dad was being...
So you kill that man?
So he was feeling like, you can't even be honest with me about things like
so
that.
So you're so
I
sensitive,
you.
You have to kill your father that brought you
No,
life.
but then you've got to remember, look at all the things that happened up until that point. He lost his twin, and it's like he probably would never have known all these people if it weren't for his dad. So.
True,
And then he has to go and kill off somebody else as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Lost his twin because of his own fucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another truth.
Yeah.
because he was trying to be a copycat.
Yeah.
If you stayed out of your business in the first place,
yeah,
then you won't be trying to imitate someone that you're not. You're not even from the streets. You're from the penthouse. And then you're trying to imitate
that's the thug life.
And that's what people do. A lot of people, if you look at it socially, everyone wants to be gangsters. Everyone wants to sell drugs. Whether you're in the poor streets, or you're in the rich streets, everybody's trying to imitate that leverage and that life. And then when it comes to it, you end up doing dirt where you might not mean it or you mean it to be. And you get yourself in some shit.
Scientists have been trying to crack this nature versus nurture debacle since before we were born. Is he just...
He was acting out. His if DNA? You ask me, he was acting out because he didn't like his dad.
Or
he
went is it because... Enemy. When Ghost found out, okay, my son is talking to Kanan, he actually knows what's going on. It's like... If you wanted to know about your dad's younger years, oh, dad, what did you do? Shut up, go on to your bed. Yeah, raw, dad not even telling me anything. That's a bit weird. Right, fine, whatever.
They don't need to. They don't need to.
But then you found out. But then you found out about it. I found out about it now. Like, I know about it now. You know that I know about it now. No, you know. Like, there was a point where he goes, oh, I like, you know, dad, what's this? Or Tommy's telling you, oh, yeah, your son came up to me and was asking me mad things, you know? You're going to be like, rah, it looks like my son is either close to knowing or he's around. Like, do you know what I mean?
Nah. You're young at the moment. Nah. Later when you grow up in life, maybe we'll have a conversation.
I totally understand that as well. He could have just said, you know what, son? You know how New York is. You knew I grew up in ends. You knew I had to do what I had to do.
I'm your dad.
Do you know what I mean?
You listen to what I say. Tariq, come on, we're giving Tariq too much credit.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what's going on with your dad when you're growing up.
He knew exactly what was going on. And if you knew Tommy was also on this road, then you know what's up.
Uncle Tommy, come on, man.
You know what's up.
You know what's going on.
You don't need to ask you, oh, so what, you want to hear the words to be, you know, patterned up.
Thank you.
Come on, man.
Thank you.
In season 1 and 2, he didn't know anything. He was a sweet, innocent boy. He went to his private school. He came home. He played PlayStation with his dad's driver because his dad had a club. It didn't look dodgy. He lived in a penthouse. He came home. He had fresh Air Ones. He had a PS blood.
Nah, but you see, he's spoiled as well. You understand? Yep. He's spoiled as well. He knows. You know what I mean? And the thing is, Tariq was a black boy. He wasn't a prepped up school kid, but he was actually... You know what I mean? He knew what time it was. Because a part of you, as Menson said, there's a part of you that knows. But unfortunately, when he grew up with his stupidness, his teenagehood, and he tried to act out.
It got to his head.
And he used it against him, like, what are you not telling me? Making it some trust issue with his...
He starts to lash out after that.
Yeah,
lash
out. And you know, he's a teenage boy. Look, privileged guy's like, well, why are you not telling me the truth? Don't you love me? All this stuff. But then again, Ghost didn't make it easy.
As Corey was saying,
he's locking him down like... I'm your dad. I provide for you. You should be asking no questions how I earn my money.
Like Duke is saying, it's true. But if you look at his twin sister, same age, same household, same parents, you don't see her lashing out. And he starts to inflict all of that pain towards her.
But she recognised that they're in a good position and life's good, isn't
it? So his mindset's weak. So because your mindset's weak, you want to start crying.
Maybe he felt like he needed some an adult male attention. Mm. Because he had his mom, but maybe as he was becoming a man, he needed a bit more male input. His dad was frolicking with Miss Angela, and maybe that kind of broke him a little bit.
Yeah, Angela didn't help. Yeah, you're definitely right.
And you remember, the only reason Raina got shot is because she was like, what's going on here? And then she's like trying to see what's going on and trying to help her brother, like, because she sees that something's going on. So he brought her into the life, and then she's like, what's going on? What's happening? Why are you moving Buki? Like, what's going on? And that made her get shot.
Her naive.
Very, very naive. Thank you. She went there not knowing what to expect. She's called him by his name. She doesn't know anything about him, what kind of life he lives.
Thank you.
She wasn't in it like Tariq was, so she didn't get to see how deep it goes. Mm-hmm. And she unfortunately paid the price.
Moral of the story is some people just need to mind the business. Mind the business.
And Tariq as well, do a flip side to it as well. Tariq,
when family's involved,
kept it from her Raina as well, because protect her.
So now you're a hypocrite.
Because your father's doing the same thing his way.
Right.
Trying to prep you for prep school, giving everything you want. You don't have to ask for nothing.
He told Raina, but that was her demise.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, but at the start, she was angry. Yeah. She was angry as well. She's like, what the hell, my twin? You're my twin brother.
I think she noticed something in her own wardrobe. I think he was keeping a gun or cash in a wardrobe.
And she goes, what are you into? Like, what is this? And then she started prodding her.
That's when he started speaking about it. Because it's the current situation. So you're basically mimicking what your dad's doing.
Exactly.
But you're angry at your dad, so you want to kill him off. Raina was alive. She should kill you off.
Yeah, exactly.
So with that logic, you might as well use the same logic in that.
Exactly.
Or Ray Ray should have killed both of them, two for one.
Yeah. Exactly.
Remember, he was hiding. Boom, boom. He was hiding. Do you remember when...
Yeah, because this is what I'm saying. He's too sensitive. His twin sister had the balls enough to come and check Ray Ray. That's why she was in front of him in that first place, and she got deaded. Instead of you hiding behind a brick wall.
Because he knew Ray Ray was strapped.
Yeah, he knew him.
But this is the game that you want to be in. This is the game you want to be in.
Yeah, but you're strapped and I'm not, bro. I've got to run.
you got Uncle Tommy.
Yeah,
he's 10 minutes away.
Uncle Tommy ain't there. Ray Ray's there. And Ray Ray's a fed. And in New York, a fed can kill you and just walk away. Oh, yeah. He came at me.
Like I said, if you mind your business in the first place, your sister and yourself won't be in that same position.
If Raina minded that business, she would be alive.
True.
He should have minded his business. He should have minded his business.
Goddamn business.
Enjoyed the life that his father sacrificed blood and sweat to give you. You have questions? Cool. You want to know? Cool. What?
All right, but if Ghost leveled with him a bit more
and
said, look, like, shit is real out here. Like, a nigga like Ray Ray will shoot your sister. Like, you just be humble. I worked hard to give you this life. Like, I'm not trying to see you do that. Like,
that too.
Perhaps Tariq might have just been a bit more less curious
about, you know what, the shit he got into. I don't want to find excuses for Ghost, but if you notice, he didn't really have much time for his family. He's always doing one thing and the other. But what he always said to his kids, I love you, kids. I want the best for you. I want the best future for you. Come on, son.
You're not going to have time when you're buying iced out white gold necklaces and taking chicks to Miami and having...
She didn't take her to Miami.
I think she was on a business trip or she was going or something. I can't remember.
He
didn't take her
I think he asked her to take her.
Man looked in the jet.
you want to see DJ Khaled? MIA?
He looked in the jet and he waited for her and he's like, Angie, your hair on the jet.
Oh,
He was going to Miami anyway and he wanted her to come.
So he invited. It was an invitation.
Exactly. He took her to Miami.
No. She was coming along. Like,
wasn't she looking to get moved to Miami anyway?
Just to keep him company.
Yeah, but to be fair...
He took her to Miami.
But you guys are forgetting, though.
He was going to Miami to deal with the chick in the red shoes.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's the whole reason.
No, I'm just throwing Miami in for the salt. But his time was spent.
And also, Stern sent him to Miami to sign the contracts.
Yeah,
So if he didn't sign them contracts, Stern would have had him by the balls. And... He wanted, at the time, the love of his life to come, innit? Like, him and Tasha he was having an affair with Angie. That's who he wanted to come along with her. With him.
Hey, them Tasha scenes.
Speak on it.
Lala scenes.
I think
that's another thing that people were talking about as well, that the intimate scenes.
Mad.
I don't think it was too much, you know.
It was real raw.
Yeah, it was a real
cut. I remember when 100%. Tommy and his chick, he sniffed that coke and then he had her on the windshield. That was mad, cuz. That was a mad, like, and then you just see
Molly,
her.
You want some Molly?
Her nipple was just hard on the screen. I was like, raw. What is this, fam? Hard nipple on screen, fam.
Congressman Tate?
Tate. You know, I was shocked. I'm not gonna lie, in a TV show, I've never seen that many breasts. I'm back.
Oh, you didn't watch Game of Thrones?
No, but that was medieval time. This is set in the future, B. This is set in the future. Like, in most modern shows, you don't really see, like, those kind of sex scenes.
To be honest, I think I liked everything about it.
Power sell as well.
I liked everything about it. The street mentality, the corporate mentality, the swag. The unity, the loyalty. I loved it all, man.
We've already touched on it a bit, so we're just going to open up the question. Was Ghost a fool for going deep with Angela?
No.
Yes.
No.
Of course he was.
Man jeopardized the whole organization for one tuntun.
For
one tuntun.
It's the love of your
life. Oh, please.
I already got a wife, me.
You got married. You got right. kids. You got so, family.
It's a life
you should,
of the
he should have honoured his commitment because that's what you do when you make a commitment. Right? But you should have honoured it. But it's the love of his life, isn't it? And Tasha wasn't kind of looking like she was on board for his dreams, isn't it?
Is that how life goes? You just.
But then can you not be the first
you're so sensitive. You're so sensitive. You're so sensitive. He wants to kill you.
No, look. So look.
The first sign that you're not with my dream, I go and beat one thing.
She weren't just one thing though.
He was actually the love of his life from childhood.
She weren't just one thing. So you got this. You got the woman you're with now. Yeah, she's calling you this gangster. You know, no ambition. And then you got this woman that she knows your life. She knows your dreams. Your
aspirations. But how long did he hide that from her, though?
I swear, Angela's like, "Oh yeah, you finally got your club." Get me that touch man's heart when he heard it. He's like, "Oh, you remembered. Oh, I told you." Get me. Tasha weren't giving him those butterflies.
Yeah, but temptation comes out.
Tasha was more than enough.
Tasha was always the second choice. Let's be real.
He was
totally real.
She was more than enough. Choice.
No. She went to the dad. Remember,
she was the second choice. But you have a choice.
No. Because Angela had left, didn't it?
If you remember when he gave the gun to Tasha, that's when he realized this is a ride or die, and that's when he actually proposed. If you watch,
I swear Tasha took the gun. The story changed in power. So when she's telling the story to
her girls,
to
in the sauna, yeah,
in the sauna,
Lala,
Tasha's saying
Keisha,
saying she took the gun, and then later on in Power spin-off. She's saying in the court that, you know, he made her have the gun.
Yeah, come on, because she's putting herself in a position to be vulnerable.
That was in court.
Yeah, she's being vulnerable.
Yeah,
like,
I hear that, but
she's trying to manipulate the system. Do you know what I mean? She's not trying to catch
it. She took the gun, didn't it?
If she took the gun, Ghostmate, whether he took it, she took the gun or he gave the gun to her, he realized at that moment she's a ride or die for him and she loves him deeply. Probably he didn't love her as much, but she was a ride or die where he would need a person like her by his side. So due to that matter, he ended up marrying her.
So is that a marriage of convenience then?
It's a marriage of convenience. But truly, he felt he loved Angela from childhood.
But that's how life works out. Sometimes you love someone, you go away, she's gone, she's out of my life. I found someone new. Like, just because you go to work, you spend 20 hours at work, you got your little work, let's go lunch. We vibe. What? You're not going to be like, you know what? I see a life with my work wife, you know.
It's a bit different,
they do,
though,
but you have an affair, but you don't try and take your wife away, take your kids away, all of that. That's a bit mad.
What do you mean work wife number one? What do you mean a little affair number two? Listen, as a real man,
you can beat and not break the family.
Nah. As a real man, you should know the 20% rule, man. And that's what 20% rule, man.
80-20.
It's best to love a woman that loves you more. Cool. Angela loved him more.
So who was the 20 then?
He loved Angela. I think they loved each other.
Look, you got a wife and kids at home. So you should have your childhood, like you might like Michael Jackson as an artist back in the day, and you might like, I don't know, Pop Smoke or whatever right now. You don't reminisce on a moment in time. You stick with what you got. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. You're married to a woman with kids. She's in the business. Your past relationship has nothing to do with what you got right now. Do you get what I'm saying? So, okay, she's the love of your life. All right, cool. She's the love of your life back then. She's nobody now because you have a wife. You have kids. You stick to your guns. You married her. Nobody asked you to marry this woman. If anything, exactly. You would have chased the love of your life. Around 8 billion people in the world, you go and search for that woman.
Exactly.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Your wife, like, break up your entire family exactly for someone. It.
Because when he sees the woman, you see the way he was searching through the cars.
Blood, oh man God. Was on the top floor. He ran down the stairs like Michael Schumacher, yeah? Like there was beef.
You wanted to see her?
No, you want to see her. Cool.
Relax on your
you
want
to see
man.
Her, you get to know her, walking. You link up.
If you don't hurry up.
I know. You link up, you beat it a couple times, and then you go back to your wife. Cause
the guy was walking fast like them Olympia walkers, man. When he saw this woman, his eyes lit up. Bro. Anytime he sees her, he goes crazy.
That's then, true love,
that's,
man.
And that's that
have
weakness.
Have it, look,
it so is, true but love. That's also weakness.
How long,
the true
how,
love
how long hadn't they seen each other? Whatever the period of time, yeah, the woman that, you know, there's no closure. She's just turned up in your club. Like,
you become thirsty.
You want to say hi?
Yeah.
Look, at this point, yeah.
And then you find out she's a fed and you're still brown.
Right, look, that's how it goes. We're talking about him rushing down the stairs.
let's meet up one time and let's go to our favorite restaurant when we were kids.
This happened several.
And then you buy her a little sentimental gift that nearly kills your child.
Like a couple of meals.
Bro, one situation at a time. We're talking about the running down the stairs.
Alright, cool. Let's discuss
then
that.
Then he's done too much. I feel like there should be no exchanging of phone numbers.
FYI, your wife is in the club.
His first interaction was so mad. Tasha felt like she needed revenge with Sean in the whip. It was so mad. Angela, in the morning, she woke up and she felt so good about herself that Jamie hugged her and got together. She felt like she loved herself looking in that mirror in that black dress.
It was an overreaction from Tasha. You haven't seen this person who you was mad cool with for bare years.
Not cool. In love with.
In love with. FYI. Okay. In love with. You've seen them get me in your club. Of course you're going to try and get to them before
he gave her the we used to beat hug.
Mm-hmm.
That was 10 Mississippis. He held her for 10 Mississippis.
This is that, you feel the imprint?
And then she left. He left and he goes, you know what? I need to get this number. She saw him leave and then go back and get the number.
Was the wife in the club at the
same
time?
She was in the club, in the section. She saw him. She saw him.
At this point, I don't think anything wrong had been done.
I do.
I think there is.
I agree with you, Corey. I agree with you, Corey.
But Tasha should have checked him about, who's your friend or...
Why should she check him?
Maybe she knows who she is. It's got nothing to do with her.
She knew what she was.
It's got nothing to do with Tasha.
We're all humans. We know when something bookie's going on.
How should it have gone? You should have just seen her.
All I'm saying...
But Tommy, I think I saw Angela in the club the other day, you know?
All I'm saying is... You mean to tell me, if you ain't seen your friend for a minute, you're going to rush like you don't have no air?
On site.
Because they're going to go. They might dip.
Oh, you go? All right. I haven't seen you for 15, 20 years. What's the big deal?
Because you're just right there, fam.
And your wife is also right there.
Yeah, but at this point in time, nothing has been done wrong.
Exactly. They're friends.
Just says, hi, it's nice to see you again. Nice have to... a little catch up and then bye, see ya.
All right,
because I'm married and I know that you're my kryptonite, so I'll see you later.
But he didn't know this.
You can't do that,
he
man.
He did know that. Of course he knew. That's the love of his life.
He knew the minute he set eyes on that woman.
He saw her, he was just like,
it's experience.
I don't think so.
Yes.
Do you know how many times I've had interactions with chicks and I'm like, oh, you know what? This is a sticky one. I'm just going to stay away because this is going to get sticky. How many times has that happened in each of a man here's life? You interact with a woman.
It could get political.
You think this is gonna get sticky.
Yeah, he had no problem. I'm gonna fall off.
I'm gonna delete her number. I ain't even gonna chat to her.
And that's why
this is getting peak.
This is why I can advocate for ghosts so passionately.
Why?
Yes.
The guy took it. Why did you take her phone number? What do you want to talk about?
Exactly.
Because look, Corey. Okay, you are totally right. Okay. If she was a friend, okay. If it was a male.
Friend.
Okay, but if it was a male, he would have done the same thing. Okay, fair enough. It's not love. If you didn't see, as Mensa said, if you didn't see your boy for so long, sometimes you just want to get to that person and greet them. Whatever. I agree with Corey. He hasn't done nothing wrong. He's a married man, respected man. Just because you're married doesn't mean you can't speak to your a female friend.
I'm not saying that. The way the man lusts, yeah.
Can you hug her? Can you hug your female friend for 10 Mississippis?
Bro,
it's
been a long time.
You could hug him for 10.
Head to head. Put head on head.
No, no. So look, I don't...
Go away. And they'll be like...
I don't think the hug started out like that. But then it's like, when you get into the hug, it's like,
No, it was
passionate. It's like,
No.
You can love more than one woman, man.
It didn't start out that way. It's just like, when you're in the moment... Yeah. It's like, you went to hug her to say bye, and then it was like...
Okay, can we...
No, of course you can. My boy's got four wives. Of course you're going
to
love more than one woman.
When you go to hug her,
it happens.
Can we use Corey's analogy, yeah? And let's use this logic, right?
Okay, cool.
You've seen an old-time friend that you're in love with or dated, yeah? This is not just a friend. This is someone you had a history with.
Yeah.
You haven't seen this person, female person, in a long period of time. You see her in your nightclub. Your wife is also there. There's no problem that you've seen her and you walk very fast or rapidly to her. That's no problem.
And she's looking banging on the day.
Okay, she's looking, you know, exquisite.
She weren't looking banging, but...
to one's eye.
Compared to Tasha, I feel already.
Let's not bring that back.
She's no... I feel like beauty-wise, Tasha's better, but that's just me.
Love is in the eye of the beholder.
Full stop, and we move it on from there. So now he's met this woman... With this logic, okay, no problem. You walk rapidly to her. Okay, great, no problem, no harm done. Second question is, what do you do after?
I'm not swapping my Peng wife for my dead college thing, bro.
This happened afterwards, though. This is
like, oh, so what happened when he met her? He's like, oh, okay, so nice to meet you.
So he's met her. Oh, Angela Valdez. Hey, you know, how long has it been? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I agree, Corey. You're totally right. It was meet and greet for the first two meetings, man.
What?
The first two?
Meet and greet?
By your friends.
No, by your friends. Dookie. He took her to the reminiscent sports meet.
That's what you do with your
pimp. No, you don't.
No, you don't. You're touching the spots right there, you know.
Respected man. If I've taken a commitment, yeah.
It's sentimental.
He mentally got her wet. That's mentally getting her wet.
I don't think so.
They're both adults, man. He's mentally seducing her.
There was no boundaries.
There was, because he can't go home to his wife and say, I went out with my old ex-flame.
If it was fluid transfer, then that's cheating. I don't care what nobody says.
And you say she's just a friend?
Yeah.
And you say she's just a friend?
But if you meet a friend for the first time, oh, let's go get a Nando's. You're not going to be like, oh, let's go to the hot dog spot where we first met to have some hot dogs.
Date afterwards. I think the first time they met, it was just at a casual random coffee shop.
They shouldn't have met.
Yeah. She said, Jamie, I've been here before. Isn't this where we... Yeah.
And do you know what?
That wasn't their first
This
date.
Came to my
that
head.
That was the first date.
This came to my head. Yes. They were sipping on I think, milkshake.
Whatever, man. You just wanted to remember.
I think they were sipping on milkshake and they're both gazing at each other. Oh, do you remember this milkshake?
Mm-hmm. I remember this milkshake.
You know exactly what you were doing. You're doing
Come
that.
On, man.
You can't go home and tell they your both wife knew that's what they were doing.
He fingered her mentally, blood.
Oh, bro, like, look, it's your thing, isn't it? Fucking man.
Strict.
You went to the shop with all friends.
You know what it is.
Oh, gosh.
It's not that deep, man.
It's
true. No, no.
It is that deep.
No, it's not that
as
deep.
As it progressed.
You know. Okay, from a woman's perspective.
It's that deep because everything that happened after that is as a result of them two getting together.
Guys. Yes and no. The feds were still on them.
So afterwards,
the feds were on them, but it got a bit deep when he found out.
The feds would have never got on them. That deep. No, you know why? Because when Knox saw this brother touching my thing, my thing that I've been beating, now she's drawing away for this brother in a nice suit owning a club. I want to know what you're on. I'm going to investigate you all. And that's when Knox started investigating them hard. And that's when they started getting on the radar. I knew Tommy from school. Oh. And then the investigators started going deep.
Yeah, but she said that kind of without thinking.
Mm.
No one went, oh, I know that voice. And then people check you on that. And then it's like, you're like, oh, maybe I've said too much, but you're already in it now.
But I think they would have never got on the radar that deep if he never got entangled with Angela.
Yeah, but Angela kind of brought them to the surface, I think.
They was already on the radar.
Because there would have been no need for Mr. Knox to be looking, Greg to be looking through all that stuff. If it weren't for the fact that he saw that his woman was about to be taken by someone else.
But was it his woman, Renzo? Though?
They
had a one-night stand.
He ate her out on the chair, fam, while she was doing investigations, bro.
They were seeing each other at the very least. Like, maybe
they were seeing each other,
somewhere.
They were getting to know each other.
Bro, he got checked about using the key. So they weren't an item.
Yeah,
he knocked and bought Chinese and ate her out on a chair.
No, but they were colleagues with benefits.
He used his key. She gave him a key and she said, "Don't use the key. It's for emergencies." Like, what are you doing?
What kind of emergency?
And bruv, there's no chick, there's no woman on my phone that has a key to my yard.
Look,
I'm telling you that straight.
She's giving him a key.
Unless we're dating and it's me.
We're kind of serious.
No, but she got upset when he used it.
Hey, do you know what a key?
Are you going to give me a key? I come in to give you breakfast. And
do you know what a key?
She got upset. You know why she got upset?
To me,
that's like a token.
She got upset because of Ghost.
She might be forgetful.
So you got a sister. Are you giving it to your man for?
Wait,
not even your man, just some man.
Because you're close to them.
Knox.
No, doesn't make sense.
No, because do you remember when Jamie needed a key and she took the key from her sister? She's like, Jamie needs it now.
And do you know what that means?
You know how she feels about her keys, means? She only gives keys to the important people in her life. So she took the key from her sister, La Familia, and gave it to Jamie. Not even, let me cut your key. No, yeah, Jamie needs that key. Yeah, you don't need it no more.
The sister only used the key for emergencies. And she wants Jamie to pop by when he's about, isn't it?
She wired Jamie to...
What I'm saying is Greg wasn't there yet because he got checked about using the key.
Checked. Hard.
If it wasn't an issue, man could just roll through in it. Like, thank you. Like, you know.
I think he was still his bae.
I think Greg.
Nah, he was friend zone, man.
Friend zone, real quick.
If Ghost never got in the picture, in a picture,
I'm not gonna lie to you.
He would have never got friend zone like
the
that.
The minute Ghost stepped into her life again, Greg was a side man.
Yeah,
he not even a side man. He was friend zone.
She kept Greg away because she didn't want to seem. I can't keep it professional in the office.
Let me tell you for free. Greg was friend zone the minute she saw.
No, it's true. Then she just is like, maybe there was something there. And then they got together. And then when that guy come along,
true love is true love.
Like, mate, I'm out.
What I'm saying, let's say Ghost is her type. Greg was there for convenience as well. Let's see how it goes. Greg was convenience. In it, Corey. Convenience.
Insurance party, man.
Thank you.
So you're a side man?
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Things don't go well.
Nando's side.
Coleslaw. Halloumi.
Corner of the cob.
Chips. Not even Peri Peri.
Call of Duty.
Hey, but rest in peace, Greg, though, innit? Deep time for Greg, man. Honestly, man.
Nah, Tommy Toad goes from day one. This woman is going to be trouble.
To be fair, if it was...
He was right. Tommy was
but
right.
To tell you
he
the truth...
He was right as well, but it's still not Tommy.
If it wasn't her, it would have been Tommy. If it wasn't her, it would have been Tommy.
What do you mean, sorry?
As in, if it wasn't her to fuck up the situation, it would have been Tommy to fuck up the situation.
I don't think he would have.
Tommy was a loose cannon.
He used to be so bait, but then at the same time, I'm like, well, even though they had dirt on him and all that, the police, he still was on the road, so I think he weren't that bad. Obviously.
He was a loose cannon.
But Kanan would have come back to mess up the situation anyway, because Kanan
too many loose,
needed his
loose ends.
His payback.
Plot holes for real, man. Plot holes for real. And the thing is, it seems like everybody had nine lives.
Yeah.
The amount of scrapes. Yeah. You know what I mean? The last season finale looked like a shootout of the Matrix.
Oh, you know what?
That man were dropping.
Do you know what?
Rolling on the ground.
I just remembered. Another thing I didn't like about Power.
That's what I hated about Power as well.
One thing I didn't like about Power.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Was Cedric the entertainer?
No, I actually liked that.
Why was he there?
I didn't even realize it was him for a while.
Why was he there?
I was watching it like,
So he was a hitman, innit?
He was the hitman. That Tate hired.
Yeah, why was he there? Charlie Murphy was in it as well, isn't it?
But I think some of the shooting scenes were a bit unrealistic, I feel.
When Tommy and Proctor had a shootout in the apartment,
that was
ridiculous. Yeah. Tommy had full clip. He had a nine. You're a trained shooter. You were beefing with these Italianos in the street doing duck and cover, shield, pushing whips, doing Call of Duty. And then you can't take out one lawyer in a penthouse with a big strap. Yeah. Come on, man. That don't make sense.
No, plot holes upon plot holes, isn't it? Plot holes. And like I said, he's never going to be a perfect show, guys.
Yeah, I agree.
It's true. Power had a few potholes, but, you know.
They did escape dying quite a few times, let's be honest. There's times where I think, no, you would have been got if that was real life.
So what's the highlights? What is your favourite, let's say, scene or interaction or storyline?
You know what? I won't lie to you. The storyline between Ghost and Angela was very, it was interesting. As much as they got on my nerves, I feel like they did hold the show up quite a bit for a while, with their little entanglement. Mm.
No will.
Or getting writ out of the will.
No will.
Because when it ended, I was like, okay. Like, I didn't...
You know what I wanted to understand as well? I wanted to know whether, if it came to the crossroads, would Angela be committed to Ghost or not?
I think she would have.
You think so? Versus her job and her life?
Because remember, she was ready to move to
Miami,
which was not really what she wanted. So she was ready to move to Miami.
But then she was trying to move to the next stage in her career as well. So
she was ready to move to Miami, like on the pretense of a legitimate lifestyle, innit? Ghost is going to open up this second club. I'm going to transfer to this office. He's left that life behind. So maybe this could work. I'm willing to make that sacrifice. Worst case scenario, she can just transfer back. And she only popped into the office to see what the options were. She hadn't made a decision yet. It's just something she was...
What commitment do you mean? Do you mean legal or illegal? I gotta make it. Which commitment are you talking about?
To love.
I mean, would she sell Ghost out to the feds?
I think she would have.
If it was so. Her against him?
She was chasing her sideman, her dead sideman, because he got killed off, innit? So I think she was trying to find justice for him.
Thank you. Thank you.
But it doesn't make sense to me. You're in love with one person. You put a sideman to the side. He dies. Then you chase the dead sideman to make justice.
No, the question's answered. She nicked Ghost because she thought he was responsible. She didn't care that it was the love of her life, all the history. She went into his club.
Oh, yeah. She embarrassed him.
Thank you.
She knows the man's routine. She could have had people waiting for him when the club finished. She arrested
him.
Forgot
about that bit, you know.
Basically, front line in front of everybody because she thought, yeah, this was you. You, like, get me. You're going to pay, innit?
Agree with Corey as well. And plus, also, she felt guilty as well because the way she parred Greg. So that's why she pushed so hard for redemption. She wanted redemption as well. You know what I'm saying? Her soul couldn't sleep. Basically, she used her moral code, innit? You can't kill somebody out of... Because you're in love with me, now I've killed somebody. She didn't want that sort of relationship. That's how it rocked, man.
That's why I feel like Tasha was the better fit for him, because I don't think she would have shopped him in that way. But look how Angela was ready to embarrass him in front of all of his peers stuff in the club.
So was Tasha.
Yeah, it's true, Tasha, but I mean...
Pushed, but you know what? Everybody that gets pushed.
Thank but you. Do you feel it's just a woman scorned?
No, I think it's just people. Like,
no, I mean, like...
Same way Tommy was going
to... Because he scorned her to the point of, I need revenge. So he scorned these two women to the point of...
Possibly.
I need... Do you think that's why they acted in that way?
I think he had the same effect on everybody. His kids... His business partner, his girls, his business people.
He did so many people
dirty.
Do you know he got respected as well? Tamika.
He killed like half the gangs in New York.
The lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was
I respected her as well.
She was trying
to. I don't know what the hell Quentin was doing on that show. The guy that came to give Tasha D the daycare.
Yeah, that was
why was he there?
Nah, he needed a little side love interest, and he. He made the story fit when he got arrested.
You dropped daycare once, and then you dropped Tasha to go and kill off Ghost.
I thought it was a fed going to infiltrate. Mm. He came in too casually, and his chest went up when Ghost's name was said. Exactly, putting up.
Even Tasha said, "You don't want no smoke."
Yeah, you don't want none of it.
He's like, "I'll handle your ex." No, you won't.
The guy came with a Avery's jacket and a hoodie, Jed. He's not ready for what
you don't know about this guy.
No,
he killed Jimenez. He killed Lobos. He killed RSK, Soldado Nation, Haitians, Serbians. He killed a random white guy in an alley.
Right. I'm scared of Ghost blue hoodie. Once he put that blue hoodie on, and gloves,
or that later, jogging tracksuit.
Once you see Ghost in creps. Yeah. Gloves.
No, you know
don't forget the headphones now.
is it
Beats by Dre?
No. First it was, what was 50's dead thing? S Music? What was that?
SMS audio.
SMS.
It's funny, yeah.
Some text message audio, bro.
I loved how we saw the separation between St. Patrick and Ghost.
When there's three people. Jamie, Ghost, and James.
And Tasha said it. You don't remember that season when she shouted at Tariq about trying to go after your father?
Yeah.
You don't know why he got the nickname Ghost.
Yeah.
Don't even use that name. Like, you know what I mean? Because you don't know. You won't see him coming. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And the funny part, you don't remember the funny part with Ghost.
Strapped to the face.
No.
Little nigga.
No, they went to the penthouse because I think Tariq had something, was holding something, hiding it in his room.
Yeah.
And he goes to him, "Give me a nigga." Give me a nigga. Tariq tried to play games and couldn't find it.
Yeah,
and
he switched. Go! Anyway, that goal,
that actor done so well to switch it.
That goal was lethal, bro.
Yeah.
Go!
Caesar was home.
But do you know what? It was testing him. And that's when Tariq was also rebelling. "Shut the fuck up, you ain't my dad, nigga."
What'd he say? What'd he say?
Say it again.
Yeah.
Did I stutter, motherfucker?
Yeah. That time he draped Tariq up, and Tariq eyes were watery, like a little school girl. He was watery, but he can never step to your dad. But as Mental was saying, he was going through his teenagehood and stuff like that, and he's acting out. But he didn't understand. He was doing it to hurt his dad. But look how he does. He almost tried to kill him, man. Or did he?
My favorite scene. And another one of my favorite characters is Tate. I loved the episode of Tate's story.
He's a sellout,
man. Near the end.
Nah, I don't think he's a sellout, you know. I don't think he's a sellout, man. He worked too damn hard, man.
You mean his brother thinks he's a sellout?
No.
What you mean? You got a government job, you got a wife, you got kids.
Yeah.
You came up. That's what Tate told his brother. Like, Tate, he had to be that guy in politics.
Facts.
As a black man in politics, he had to be that guy, you know what I mean?
Tate was a real guy. We saw his true colors when he tried to warn Ghost. Despite them two be rivaling, he still had at least a bit of ounce of, you know what?
Do you know what?
My man's trying to get you, you know? And he just, innit? And then, you see how Ghost shut him down? Mensa, you know it's coming. You know when he's giving that whole speech?
And you know what? He put his whole life on the plate. He put his whole life on the table to come to Ghost. And go shut it down real quick. Real quick.
It's like, you
the
know
what? Saw a tear roll down his cheek.
You know when someone sends you a whole paragraph and then you text back K?
K.
That was the physical version of a K.
That scene was all together with obviously who shot Ghost and all that thing, innit? But he shouldn't have gone Tate like that, man. But you know, they were tit for tat. You know what I mean? They used each other the best way they could, really. But Tate, I like Tate's character because that episode was one of my favorite episodes throughout the whole seasons. Showing his brother being in the police force and being on the other side of what his brother tried to get away from, stuff like that. And he's seeing how he said, I couldn't move that to the suburbs, but no, I live here. Mm-hmm. And he did it to protect his area. Mm-hmm. I liked how they showed that side. Because obviously power's not all about, you know, drug dealers and menes and Russians coming through. He got that. I like how that episode ran out, man.
Tate used Ghost.
Yeah.
Tate used Ghost well before. Kind of clocked that he needed to watch Tate, because I think their first interaction was because of Simon Stern. Simon Stern was trying to do Ghost dirty, and then Tate kind of, you know, introduced himself in it and basically used them in it. Jamie didn't see Tate coming.
No, but I think they all used each other, but they all had their goal. They're all using each other for something they wanted. Nobody got duped. Nobody, I mean, they're in that sort of the political. He was the face, he was the money.
Tate,
you know what I mean?
Tate. Duped Ghost, innit?
Not
but Ghost is always able to.
Not really. He only got catty when Ghost started doing things and not. Remember when? No.
Tate used him.
No, but Ghost didn't go to Tate with anything. Remember, Ghost tried to play. Come on, guys. Ghost was trying to go around him.
He got played the first time. He got played the first time.
Remember, the first thing is he tried to, through the political game.
He tried to be smart and actual innocent, like, I don't understand this.
I think when Tate brought Dre into it. And things like that. I think that's what kind of turned Ghost off Tate.
Tate saw an opportunity. Ghost approached Tate and he tried to be clever. Because he approached Tate saying, oh, I think Simon's trying to bump me on this deal. Maybe you should take a look at it.
Mm.
And basically, Tate saw him coming. I was like, yeah, I'll take a look at it. You know the ones. I'll hook it up for you. And basically, it's like,
He boyed them off, man.
He's now beholden to him, isn't he? Because he covered that Simon was trying to bump him, but now he's put Ghost in a position where, well, look, I hooked this up for you, like, you got to do what I say, sort of thing.
But once
and
Stern,
that's how kind of Tate had him by the balls for a minute.
Yeah, but once Stern, Tate, different ends of their business wasn't aligned, was it?
No,
they both had separate business.
But Stern warned Jamie about Tate, and he didn't want to listen. He was trying to be clever.
I don't think he warned him about Tate or anything, you know?
Yeah, Stern said, like, I can kind of see what you're doing, like, but just stay away in it, like, you're getting distracted. And James didn't want to listen. He wanted to be the smart guy. He wanted to outsmart Stern. Yeah. And basically, it didn't work out. Tate had him by the balls once he kind of started doing favours for him.
I think Tate used Ghost and then Ghost revenged on him.
I think business is business, man.
That's it.
Everybody uses everybody.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that's how bargains be made. That's how business is done, isn't it? You got something I want. I got something you want. That's
favor
it.
Favor for favor.
And he gets
one hand washing the other.
And it gets political when Ghost, as Corey said, when Ghost tries to, you know, Ghost, he's a smart man, so he's always trying to be one move ahead, because he saw a weakness in Tate and he used the opportunity and tried to override Tate. That's why Tate kind of turned where he is. Because remember, Tate was an ex-police officer. He just wanted that community center drive to pop off so he can be re-elected. Remember,
Everybody always knows take game plan, he was to get reelected. Nothing to do with businesses or clubs. He just wanted Ghost. Remember, when he first found out Ghost, he's like, no, you're St. Patrick, you know what I mean? I don't know about it. He didn't want to know about it, even though he knew.
Take for New York was his drive.
Yeah, yeah, but no, he needs to be mayor. That's his end game. That, he didn't care about how many clubs he ran and Stern and all this stuff. It's just all political stuff. It's all the face. And he did mention about the black thing as well. Even though they almost tried to downplay Tate like a sellout. But when you saw his background, you understood. Thank you. And even when Ghost dropped the bomb on his whole campaign, scandals, paying this, paying that. And you saw him down in the dumps. And then you got to see his side of the story, which is perfect. Why can't black people work together? Then even he wanted to get re-elected, remember, as governor or something like that. And you know, our version of parliament, people got to Albany and Hampstead, you know, they want to sit down in that parliament seat. He wanted that. And look how he dubbed them, you know what I mean? That's true. And the thing is, because you knew the racism. When Tate was on fire, remember, they're ready to drop him out. And then
I
want you to be my running mate.
I love it when she came back and he's like, huh?
I'm good.
I forgot what we talked about last night. It was a heavy night. What was that? Say it again. Huh?
Yeah, huh? I loved it.
And the man goes, go away in the car.
Power's done well. The way they show things from the villain to the victim. Because anybody can be tempted with lust, money, all that. Friendship even. And even when your friend has different ambition, how the other person don't like that and he projects a certain side of themselves and made Tommy even more on it. Even Tommy had ambitions to take over.
To take over the business.
Mm. Already. He goes, yeah, I don't mind. It goes go clean. You know what I mean? I'll be head of the ship. I wanted to be head distro.
Not in this business anymore.
Season 2, Ghost was like, okay, Tommy, okay, we're going to be two heads. You're going to get more notoriety on the street.
That was only after, remember? Ghost wanted to come out with the money.
Yeah.
He wanted to break away from the business whole thing, but the Russian guys went to the head honcho.
Yep.
They can't talk to Tommy.
Because he's not serious. He's not clued up.
He's not there. Remember the guy goes, I know you're running your papers through your businesses and clubs. They knew about Ghost already.
Yeah.
So Ghost couldn't give the crown to Tommy because Tommy's not that smart. He's an enforcer. You can't bring a enforcer into the head seat. Yeah. You can't do it. And that's why Tommy. That's what I'm saying. Tasha is lucky that she has that good relationship with Tommy because Kanan was similar. Kanan showed power. Showed Ghost the ropes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Showed the ropes and everything. Same thing. Tommy, and they turned him. Yeah.
It was a bit deep because he kind of had an ulterior motive.
Yeah.
And it was kind of doing that.
You take the streets.
Yeah, he had an ulterior motive. Like, he didn't genuinely mean it. He just said that to kind of put Tommy where he wanted him, if you know what I'm saying.
I was gonna say, don't you guys feel, I don't know, personally, I felt like watching Power, I always felt like although Tommy and Ghost are really close, there was this dynamic between them where it was like Ghost would never allow Tommy to be on his level. It's like Tommy was his sidekick to some degree. It's like, yeah, we make plans together, but I'm the boss.
But, yeah, no, I agree.
You're under me.
But is it a thing where...
That's a rightful decision.
But is it a thing where I can't trust you to be the boss?
I don't even know if it's that. I feel like he doesn't want to share that power.
I don't think he's trying to dub them that.
Not trust. I mean, like, is it a thing where I can't close my eyes and know that you would do it the right way?
He wouldn't.
I don't feel like you can.
Tommy wouldn't be alive if it was for Ghost. Mm. Tommy would have lost a couple years on the streets the way he was moving aggressively.
I feel like he
ran to Ghost.
Similar to Kane, before
he found out he's part of the Irish mob and all that stuff.
Yep.
Trust me, he needed saving grace from.
When Ghost cleaned up
that whole Jimenez situation and that whole money went bad and Tommy is accountable as well. All that stuff, and he still came and saved the day because they were like brothers. But the thing is, a smart man's going to know smart ways. Tommy's decision-making is very emotional.
Mm. Yeah.
You couldn't sit him down.
I'm going to move the money from the laundromat.
To his mum as well.
Come on, man.
Do you know what it is? I don't think Ghost is trying to dub him down, and I don't think he's trying to belittle him. I think Ghost knows exactly what he's good at and keeps him there.
Mm.
I don't think no one can keep him nowhere, though.
Let's be real. Tommy can't be kept nowhere. As Mensah said, sorry to cut you, Mensah. Tommy's too much of a firecracker.
Yeah, but Ghost
knows what his strengths and weaknesses. Yeah. So he keeps him where he has to be. You can't be there with Stern with a suit.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, what are you doing, ladies? You better come in the club.
Let's get this party started.
Yeah. And he'd be focused how to get more drugs into the club.
Yeah.
You know, remember when he tried to move aggressive? Oh, we can double up.
That's why Dre had more of a opportunity. Because Sleepy Tommy can't job. Give... Tommy doesn't have the right tools for the right job. Thank so that's you. Why he can't... He can't excel. He can't. Right. He can't succeed. Right. Unfortunately, he can't.
Well, in the underworld, kind of, he can.
He
succeed.
Can. Yeah. He can. If you want him to run a business,
but not enforcer corporate. Only. But not even on a corporate enforcer level. Only.
So basically, you're saying Tommy can wear crepe, but he can't wear shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, and sorry, then you have someone like Dre that can wear crepe and shoes.
Yeah.
Because he knew how to like maximize on champagne bottles and. Yeah. You know, the type of girls to come to the club, hustle, the type of people real. To come to the club, and then go and do dirt, be a hitman, be a boss. So Dre had that, he was a Swiss Army knife. And yeah. Tommy was just... Like, exactly, yeah. And I thought that was going to go really well until it went sour.
Yeah. But I think he only allowed Ghost to mentor him because that's what Kanan put him on.
Yeah. I think Dre would have had a great relationship with Ghost if Kanan wasn't on his back. Because, you know, Kanan is just poison, isn't he?
Yeah. And he had his motive as well. He had his daughter. Yeah. You know the motivations. But he's a snake, but he still makes my skin crawl, though.
And do you know with Dre? Yeah. Dre was not, in a sense, conniving. He was manipulated by everybody. By the feds, by Kanan, by Ghost.
He was pressured hard. Yeah, pressed hard.
Even by Tariq.
No, but actually, Benson, actually, he's a slimy, flipping weasel.
He is slimy.
The way he smiles when someone's about to get duppied. And you remember how he had that fight and he got the governor guy? He's smiling. Remember that police officer? Cold blood.
Oh, yes.
Even his... Yes. Unfortunately, even Dre's mom felt like he was snaky.
I feel like he was the one big snake. He was a snake, man.
For killing that guy, he knows he's telling about a daughter and he turned the whole thing and still shot him later.
Yeah, that was deep.
Deep.
That was so
cold
deep.
Cold-blooded.
I thought he was going to be like, oh, cold, you know, let's run off. Maybe that's my wishful thinking. But...
Can we talk about book two? Or...
Nah. Are we watching that though?
Yeah, I was going to say...
Wait, before we get there, can we discuss his death and everyone thought of the end before we even move on to...
Mm. I feel like it was rushed, man. Like I said, I wish he didn't die. But it was
six seasons though.
I feel like he's one of them people who just have to go on with the movie, man.
The whole show. You feel like he should have lived. But then it's a bit... Don't you think that makes it a bit unrealistic? Because although he's top dog, he was, like, on so many people's radar. How long could this go on for? He's either going to go to prison or die. It was one of the two.
I think he could have died maybe in...
In prison?
In Power Book 2.
Oh, in Power Book 2, okay.
So, like, forever, Tariq started to kind of, live the life he's living now.
Mm.
And then... Ghost ain't having it, and then that's kind of when Tariq's were like, well, this is what I want to do, so leave me in it, sort of thing. As opposed to the way it happened.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all I'm saying, I hope Tariq is going to understand that how his dad came up. I think he's going to pour into his life already. He's going to see some dark stuff, man. You know what I mean? And with his death, I think we all knew who did it before we watched it.
Yeah, I knew.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I felt that we knew that, And
I'm not going to lie, I didn't know.
I didn't know.
I remember saying, I said, no, it's definitely him.
I was thinking maybe Tariq.
Yeah, I thought it was Tariq.
I don't know, it was too many
because people. Because there's the level of hate that had built up over the seasons for his dad. It got to a point where it's like, yeah, everybody's out to get a ghost.
Everyone's on him.
But the way his son hated him, I was like, no, there's something in this. And I don't know why... the writer, if you know who I'm talking about, has a thing with fathers and sons. But, so I thought that's another reason
bring some
why.
Some subliminal messages
in
there.
Oh, because you're saying Tommy killed his father.
Yeah, and then Kanan killed his son. Yeah. And then this one now, Ghost has been killed by his son. It's like, okay, there's some father-son.
Mm. So you're saying she's bringing out her...
He's projecting.
Maybe.
Yeah, you're right, Remember Power Book 10, we find out Tariq probably sell out two of his youths. To start pitching, you know what I mean?
You never know, Power Book 10, his kids are going to probably kill him.
Yeah,
anyway.
Exactly.
He's probably going to have twins.
Never-ending cycle.
I think, for me, they should have put Kane in power. Kane's...
dangerous.
The guy called Woody that was in... basically Bobby Brown in... what's that film called?
Oh, yes.
Kane, he's...
In the second,
they should put him in power, first one.
Oh, in the first one?
Yeah, he would...
Nah, because you know why? I think he kind of resembles the shooter, the Kanan. He represents the Kanan character in Power Book 2. Like, he's that kind of...
Do you see how they're, like, modelling it, like... It's like we're watching Ghost Story all over again because it's like now, have you not noticed
it's
how...
It's the prequel.
Yeah, have you not noticed how Tariq's got this new friend? I can't remember the little white boy's name. Yeah, that's the new Tommy.
Oh, it's so annoying. It's so annoying.
Then you've got Natasha,
then you've got Angela.
You're so right, you know. I just clocked the whole...
It's just started all over again.
It's so predictable.
It's a ripple effect or everything. It's the same as any drug business. Or any cartel.
Yeah, you're right.
It's all a ripple effect.
You think that's like the playbook with all these sort of type of crime dramas? Like, don't you think like it's always the playbook? It's always like it's predictable.
It's the same shit.
Yeah, same shit.
And it's true, I guess.
What's the difference between a road man's life versus a cartel life versus
the
drugs in the States or New York or Chicago?
It's just different scenery.
Yeah, it's the same shit. Like, even lifestyle, even people work 9 to 5, it's the same shit, different toilet paper. It's the ripple effect of his life. His father's life.
Yeah.
Maybe he's going the same way.
I think it is going the same way, boy. I think it's going the same
way.
But
I don't think he is as savvy as Ghost is. I think he's getting there, but I feel like...
No, but he is... If you watch it...
I'm not sure if he's on Ghost level.
Like, the way he's patterned his way of selling drugs from the first season, I was very impressed.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to lie to you.
I feel like that's his dad, though. When I
very,
see him
very
in the way
impressed.
He's, like, gift of the gab talking to people, I'm like, he's like his dad.
It's definitely his dad. When Ghost and Tommy were selling drugs back in the day, they spoke about in early Power, they had their career system. And all Tariq has done is...
Modernize it.
Has modernized that system to the circumstances.
And Ghost would have done the same thing in that same timeline. Exactly. He was born in that timeline, same hustle, digital hustle.
The same
hustle.
Way you pull up your car and then sell CDs from the back of your trunk versus you actually streaming on YouTube.
That's right.
It's different environments, different timing. Yep. You would have whipped it out the same way.
Yeah. Technology's made things different, man, didn't they, bro?
You can even have your package by drone, if you don't know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So what, are you watching Power Book 2?
Yeah, I'm watching everything, man. I'm watching everything.
Boy, I guess I need to catch up.
Book 2?
When's the next one?
So the trailer for the 6th of December,
I finished the first half.
They've dropped a little trailer to kind of show us what we can expect. The first
I think it's good. I think it's worth a watch.
Do you mean the one Book 2 is in with Tariq's story?
Yeah.
Tariq's story.
So I haven't seen that to be.
I've watched up to the 5th episode. So they're going to carry on.
So they dropped a trailer about maybe 2 weeks ago now to kind of build up anticipation for when it returns. Brandon, it's got Tariq. I think you might even have Effie in there, kind of just short clips of what we can expect.
Okay.
Until that time, boy.
Mary J, her acting was on point.
No, it wasn't. Just
I liked it.
Yeah, I don't know why Mary J Blige is always
moving
every.
She was just
every
being,
movie.
That's because she can't.
Mary J's a good actress. No,
she's a good singer.
She's a good actress.
She's a great singer. Right,
she's a good actress.
She's a great actress. I haven't actually seen Power Book 2 yet, but she's a great actress. You guys.
What was the show where she was a agent?
Umbrella Academy.
She was sick. She was in Umbrella Academy. She was cold.
I'm only halfway in season 1, so you know.
Okay. Yeah.
She was cold in Umbrella Academy.
She's a good actor.
Mary J's a good actress.
Okay, yeah. I'm glad you rephrased from great to good. I think she's a good actor. Actress, apologies.
Yeah.
The great musician.
She's an amazing musician.
She's not actor first. Let's all agree.
She's an actress first and an actress second.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but you're talking about, it's not like she went to the theater as a child.
For the way she got in. Excuse me, my friend.
She's good.
Please don't find excuses for other people. Jamie Foxx did not go to acting school, did he? But he's a
some
triple
people
threat.
Have it and
yeah,
some people
threat.
Don't.
Triple
he's
threat.
A triple threat.
Triple. Some people don't have
hello, cool J.
No, but compare Jamie's first movie to now. This is only, how many times have I seen her film? Twice?
We can see the pre-runs of Jamie Foxx being in Moesha, yet alone. Do you know what I mean? So, and then also, what's that old school? Is it Due Date? Not Due Date. One of them.
Yeah, but his Moesha acting, you can't compare that to Collateral. You can't compare that to Ray.
True, but obviously, you know.
It's So it takes time, man. You can't slate Mary straight. You know what I mean, she's getting into her own. She's opening. She's opening her acting bag.
Getting into her own. What?
Guys, I think as I said, we can't. As I said, I think she's. As I said, we can all agree to disagree. She's a good, decent actor.
No, second. I don't agree.
Okay. I've seen her in more things, so yeah. Maybe Roche.
So
I might.
Have,
I like to see. I like to see.
I mean, I like
things.
Her albums. Right. I bang them every day. But
we shouldn't pigeonhole these artists, though. Some people are like. Mary J is a good, okay, she's a decent actor. I'm not saying that she went to acting school and stuff like that, but she's very decent compared to others that
have
done it.
Do you know what it is?
No,
if I'm honest, yeah.
Oh, and Method Man, his acting,
he's a good actor, right?
Crazy. But he didn't start off that way, fam. He had to work up.
I think what I don't like, personally, is I put an expectation bar on you straight away if I know who you are, if you're a musician. And that's my problem. I prefer to see new characters that I have never seen before. And they get straight from the buck. But if I see Cedric the Entertainer and Power, and I see Mary J. Blige and Power, I'm just like,
meh. All right, but forget that he's Cedric.
No,
wasn't his acting good?
But you know what it is? You put that extra pressure on them because it's like, yeah, you know exactly. Who they are. And it's like, I want to believe your character. Mm. I don't want to look at you and see
and
Cedric.
And I still see Mary J. Blige.
Exactly.
Feeling Cedric as an actor. Okay.
I see Mary J. When she's talking, it's like, you are Mary J.
When you
like,
watch Jamie Foxx's movies, yeah, you forget he's Jamie Foxx and
yeah,
you see
exactly.
Who you see. That's what I want to see.
And LL Cool J, yeah.
LL Cool J, all these people.
But, but guys, let's be fair though. They're typecasting her as well. Yeah. In a black TV show, she's been typecasted. So she's almost being herself.
Cedric is good
because
I think his character is.
No, you're being hard on Cedric.
His character was good, man. Which made him shit.
Yeah, but Cedric was.
They didn't develop his character enough. They really didn't.
So when I saw Cedric cutting off man's thigh, I was like, yo.
Cedric should have been somebody new. They should bring someone completely new, and you know, build a career from there. Not Cedric the Entertainer. You're a legend from many comedy and also
even his son. When I first saw his son, he was on a show. I forget the name. I think it was God Friended Me or something similar like that. He was this guy. He had a, funny enough, he had a podcast and God friended him and he was all nice and everything. So to see him being a hitman, Cedric on stage talking about jokes to being a hitman and you can believe it.
He was a good actor.
Like Martin Lawrence. Like
he would have played a better character as Jamie's uncle. You know the one Uncle Gabe?
Yes, in The Bartender.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a Cedric character.
Absolutely.
He could have pulled that off. Him as
absolutely.
A hitman. Or maybe the writers just wanted to have fun with the last few episodes. I don't know.
How can Cedric the Entertainer be on Power and be a hitman?
If he was a really good actor, he could pull it off.
That's what I'm saying, but he's not.
Like, because look at Jamie Foxx. He's a joke man, but he can do certain roles that are very...
I think I just can't take him serious because you're Cedric and saying I'm trying to be a hitman.
No, I feel like if he was a good actor...
He'll be there shooting, man. Pew, pew, pew. Can't take you serious, man.
Talking about hitmen and shootouts, are we going to touch on this versus battle?